All right, it is Sunday, March 15th, 2020, as we continue talking some ball here. Vince Catronio joins us, and look, I've talked ball with Vinny for probably about close to 15 years now. He knows the game. I love the stories he tells and just his spirit of baseball. He is one of the broadcasters for the A's on their radio network, and he joins us. Vinny, how are you?
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
Very good. At Vince Baseball on Twitter. So tell me, how are you doing? And, of course, that's what people want to hear. I know a lot of A's fans, we put your name out there that you'd be on, I'm sure, listening for you today. Tell a little bit of how you're coping with this and a little bit about the ball club.
Well, I mean, it's real life for in my house like it is for everybody. And dealing with the challenges that are being presented to us, it seems like almost minute by minute, Marty. I mean, just trying to get a hold of some consistency is a challenge right now because things are happening at such a very fast rate, and municipalities and businesses and industries are trying to react to it the same way. I mean, in my house, I mean, a couple of specific things. My youngest daughter, Sophia, is a senior in high school, and she's part of the largest school district here in the Phoenix area, Chandler School District, and my wife works as an administrator, you know, at that same school that my daughter goes to. They have one more week of spring break, but several schools have already announced that they are suspending classes for a couple of weeks moving forward. Her school district has not done that yet. She's scheduled to go back to school a week from Monday. It would seem, I don't know this for sure, but it would seem unlikely, you know, that my daughter's going to go back to school and my wife is going to go back to work at the school until further notice. I think a lot of the districts in the Phoenix area are waiting to see what this large district decides to do. And I think there's been so much happening before this decision is going to have to be made that they may have no choice but to kind of follow suit and shut down. And my oldest daughter moved back to the Phoenix area with her husband, who just left the Army from Fort Benning, and they're here in Arizona. And my daughter went through several extensive interviews with a particular company in the industry that she got a degree in at Kansas State. And they said to her 2 days ago, "We want to hire you. We're ready to hire you, but we're in a hiring freeze because of what the world is dealing with." So just in my house, that's what's happening. And you multiply that by, you know, infinite numbers for everybody that has other stories that are probably even more desperate than what we're dealing with, and hopefully there will be a point in all of our lives where whatever the new normal is, we can begin to experience that and figure out how to move forward.
Boy, absolutely. Vince Catronio with us. Well said, Vinny. And what about Dominic, who has had a tremendous spring?
Yeah.
Young aspiring broadcaster who's one of the top in the minor leagues now, and he's had shots at Pac-12 and MLB and all that. How about Dominic?
Yeah, I appreciate that. He was supposed to be doing the University of Arizona, Oregon State today on Pac-12 television. He would have done yesterday's game as well. And a week from now, he would have been down to the WBC qualifiers in Tucson working those games with Darren Sutton. You know, all that, of course, is gone. But, you know, that's – look, in the grand scheme of things, we all want to get moving in our daily routine again whenever that can start. It's not going to happen, it would appear, anytime in the near future. Certainly it's frustrating for Dominic, but there are bigger things out there for all of us to be concerned about, and certainly unfortunate for him. But he's here at home with us as well, so got a full house, makes the families together. We're going to enjoy our time together. We're going to play games. We're going to do things and you know, move forward. And when the time comes to get back at Ho-Ho Cam and watch some workouts or do some broadcast with my partners Ken and Ray, we'll be ready to go. But that's not going to be happening anytime soon.
No, and I think baseball realizes it. And Bob Nightingale had a nice story on Twitter today. Mark Sanchez of KBR had one as well. It's obvious that baseball is desperately trying to cling to the hope that maybe the season could start in some reasonable time. But as the events of the world are unfolding, and especially in this country, unfolding so quickly, it's baseball's losing that grip and that hold. And now with someone in the Yankee camp, minor leaguer, testing positive, You can't have organized workouts. The Yankees have been sent home. The Padres are going home. So I think we just have to realize that we're just going to have to sit back and just wait until this thing rides out. And baseball has no other choice. They have to go along with the program.
I sat with two scouts at Hohokam the day before the Rudy Gobert story broke with Oklahoma City from the NBA, and I posed the question to them as things at that point were moving fast and furious. I said, what happens when the first professional athlete has contracted the virus? And it had not happened yet. And we saw what happened the next day and how the entire industry of any kind of amateur or professional sports just completely shut down. And that's kind of where we are right now. And I'm just hopeful while we are trying to get a hold on this and trying to use common sense and hoping that social distancing and things of this nature do help slow this down and eventually, you know, put it in a place where it is not the kind of danger it is to the public, that people that run bars, that run restaurants, that people that sell peanuts, the people that broadcast baseball games and all points in between can begin what is the next step of their lives and begin to live their lives again as closely as they were doing before all this happened. There just doesn't seem to be any coordination of conversation between local, state, and federal governments and sports leagues, where everybody seems to have their own timelines mm-hmm. they're trying to adhere to or grab onto and be hopeful. Baseball is certainly in that category. And, you know, the biggest question, just, you know, in a very minor sense of things, based on what we're dealing with, is when baseball starts, when will it start, and what will it look like? And how do you go through a season and make it have value to crown, you know, a champion of that championship season for somebody in either league? And I don't even know what path they can go down to get that done. I was around for the 81 baseball strike as an intern at NBC in New York. I went to New York. I flew there on a Sunday, stayed with my cousin Vito in Brooklyn. Tom Seaver was pitching Sunday night or Thursday night against the Mets with the Reds. Throws a complete game, wins the game. And I said, well, there'll be more baseball. I'll see some games at some point while I'm here working at NBC. The next day, they went on strike. And my whole summer was producing a Saturday night talk show with the great Jerry Eisenberg from Newark. And we, you know, we had baseball players on. We adopted an Appalachian League team, the Paintsville Yankees, and had their GM on every week. Things of that nature. And then I went with the NBC crew to Cleveland to kick off the season again at the All-Star game and move forward. So I literally was in New York for two full months and saw zero baseball games. And wow. So, I mean, that's, you know, we haven't started yet, you know, games that count. And I can't believe that you would be shocked if I told you, Marty, that the season's not going to start until maybe mid or late May at that. I mean, there's no date right now that I would tell you that's going to shock you. And that's kind of where we are.
No, absolutely. You know, it's funny. I've heard you tell that story in bits and pieces before. I always thought you made up Vito, that was a made-up name.
Vito's real. He was with me at Yankee Stadium last year. I've got pictures on social media to prove it.
Vito, okay. That's kind of my...
Sandy Koufax's high school. Come on, he pitched at Lafayette High School.
Okay.
He went to Manhattan College. He was a pitcher for the Jaspers. He threw back-to-back no-hitters in high school. Vito's real. Come on, Marty.
All right. The only Vito I know is the Godfather, so that's it. Well, it's great to have you on. It is, and I know the A's are having a heck of a spring, and there was a lot of hope for things, so let's see what happens. But it's important to hear your voice, and you're welcome on any time, and you give a good perspective on it, and you're right.
How are you holding up, Marty?
Huh?
How are you holding up?
Pretty good. I'm glad to be able to do these shows, honestly, on Saturday and Sunday, and to do it in sort of a baseball sense. I mean, it's a little bit more news for these couple of days, but as we go through this, and I'll invite you back on, it's more the stories of baseball and the things that you experienced in baseball, and those are the moments that connect generations, and that's what baseball lives for. So I think we'll do more of that as we go through this this very tough period. But as you brought up, you got to listen to Dr. Fauci. He's the medical expert. He's the guy to listen to.
Yeah, I mean, what happened in 81 happened, and then in 94, the baseball strike. Working for the Astros, they play the Padres, win the game on August second or whatever it was, and the season's canceled. If the season wasn't the season was canceled, and what would have been the last day of the regular season of 1994 was the day our son Dominic was born. So I was fortunate to be home. I wasn't in Cincinnati at Riverfront watching those games. So there are things in these very difficult times that you can certainly try to smile about, and at least for us personally, while we missed games and had to deal with the replacement stuff and the next spring training for a while, there was something positive that happened there in our house. So think about the positive stuff.
I agree. I invite you on all the time. You and I I love talking ball with you. You know that. And you know the game cold, and you have a lot of baseball history from the Astros, the Rangers, the A's, and different things you've done. So anytime. Love to everyone in the family, and we'll catch up with you next week or two.
Hopefully at some point we can start sparring about things happening on the field. That's when we have our most fun.
Yes, we do. All right. Thanks, Vito.
Thanks, Marty.
Vito.
Anytime.
I almost called you Vito. Thanks, Vinny.
You did.
All right. Take care. All right. That's Vince Catronio at Vince Baseball on this Sunday. Barry Bloom coming up next from Forbes.com. And Barry wrote a couple of very good stories this week. One about the impact in Arizona of stopping spring training. And the other one is the Hall of Fame is shut down. And Barry speculated today maybe the induction. Who knows what will happen in July. And that's something to deal with. So Barry Bloom is next, and we'll enjoy chatting with him. One other thing I want to say before we move on, and that is Dr. Fauci is the one, the medical expert. If you haven't heard him, Google him, watch him on YouTube, wherever you can get your news. But as far as, you know, restaurants in the Bay Area, and, of course, we know the U.S. restaurant, Original Joe's, and we have the Tides Wharf restaurant up in Bodega Bay, and Nations and everyone else. And it's a personal decision whether to go or not for everybody. But I've been in touch with everyone there, and everything is sanitized. The workers are instructed in washing their hands. There is takeout from all the places, Original Joe's to go and all that stuff. And then you can order online and have it delivered by Uber Eats or DoorDash. Allie Williams will do it personally. I know she works so hard doing that stuff. But those are things I wanted to mention about our sponsors that are open, small businesses. It's important to patronize them any way you can that's safe and healthy for you, whatever your decision is. So I know restrictions could be coming. Who knows? But the main thing is to be safe and healthy and follow the instructions that were given by the medical experts. All right. I just want to say that.